This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, pondering. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of pondering in the Islamic lifestyle. It is necessary that when we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, we must target the self-building in our life. We must go towards the self-building and the purification in the Islamic lifestyle in order to get the perfection. For that, the very first thing that we need is to ponder in our life. Pondering is the most important part in our life. In the Quran, Allah has said many times, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ, don't you ponder. There are many verses where he describes about this world, this universe, the creation of the world and the heavens, and after that, the earth and the heavens, and then he says, don't you ponder. This pondering is taking us, it teaches us how to analyze ourselves. It tells us how to reach to ourselves, how to get the knowledge of myself. And therefore, pondering is very important. And the first condition for pondering is that we must struggle with ourselves, and we must think and ponder about ourselves, that the place that I am, why am I at this place? Minimum thing that we can do is, for some time during the day or night, every single day, maybe at the day or night time, I should spare some time, and then I must think that the Mawla or Allah or my Lord who has created me, who has sent me in this world, he has provided all these things for me. He has provided the day and night for me for resting. He has provided the day for work. He has provided me with all this sustenance. What is this all for? And if I can think and ponder about it, about my body, which is healthy, which has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I can achieve the perfection by this pondering, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of pondering in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary for the human beings to ponder in order to reach the perfection, in order to perform the self-building. And it cannot be achieved without pondering. Therefore, it is necessary to think and to ponder in ourselves that when Allah has given me these two arms, why he has given me this? You know, the body that we have, for example, you know, we have a nose which is on my face. I have a mouth from which I eat, I speak. If this mouth was behind my head, was I able to do that? If I never had two hands, would I be eating with the feet, even if my feet were at the front, the body was the way it is, but the mouth from which I eat, if it was at my back or at my neck, back of neck or back of head, how would I eat? So Allah has created me, he has given me this body, he has given me these two hands, which I can easily pick up things and I can easily break things through this. I can eat, I can chew, I have jaws to eat, and all those things that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the first-hand things on which we can ponder and we can reach to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An intellectual person, he understands when he ponders in his creation, when he ponders in this universe, that this universe, this system which is all around me, this is for a cause. It is not to just spend time in lust. It is not just for spending my life eating and sleeping. It is not to just spend my life teasing people or just thinking about myself. there is a greater cause behind it. And this greater cause, if we can reach to that with pondering, then we are going towards the self-building and having a good Islamic lifestyle, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.